This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis says he's disappointed that President Joe Biden has pardoned his son Hunter. Polis spoke today during an appearance on NPR's Here and Now. He equated Biden's move to the way former President Donald Trump used pardons before leaving office 4 years ago.
The power of the pardon is a very serious authority. I have it at the state level as governor. I've used it in very serious ways to address disparate sentencing, to address a number of issues, but certainly it shouldn't be used for those who are well-connected or are family members. And I was very disappointed to see President Biden do that. And I'm worried that that opens the door for President Trump to go even further with misuse of the pardon.
Hunter Biden was previously convicted of tax evasion and buying a gun illegally. Colorado Democratic Representative Jason Crow told the New York Times that the pardon was, quote, a mistake. A former Army combat veteran and state public defender has filed a whistleblower lawsuit against the state of Colorado for firing him. CPR's Allison Sherry reports that's after the man filed two motions saying he had too big of a caseload.
Travis Weiner says he routinely carried up to 100 felony cases when he was a public defender in Greeley. He quarreled with his boss about this, but he said she always told him to triage the lesser cases. He says he didn't feel like he could do a good job. Weiner was ultimately fired after he tried to file motions to remove himself from cases he didn't think he could handle. The state's public defender did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
To read more on this story, come to CPR.org. Colorado Matters is next. Stay with us on CPR News at 7:06.